these jobs will migrate to other clients' issues to help out other needs from clients. Not only customer support, but maybe people today that they are in customer support, they will be on sales. They will be on how we can achieve customer success. So for example, how can help our clients to use our product better and not only handling issues.
Hello, and welcome to the Conversations with Zendesk podcast. I'm your host, Nicole Founders. Today, we're talking with Guilherme Kohlberg, Head of CX and Customer Care at XP Incorporated, a leading financial services company in Brazil that has the mission to help Brazilian people to invest their savings better. We wanted to speak with XP because they're an early AI success story, and Guilherme shared with us how they first approached implementation, what they've discovered along the way, the impacts they've seen already, including things like reduced handle time and greater agent satisfaction. If you're interested in taking the next steps with your own team, we actually recently released a new guide for CX leaders covering the best practices and tips for AI implementation. It's free and it's available at zendesk.com/intelligent-cx. And if you're looking to dive deeper into that topic, I encourage you to sign up for our upcoming webinar, Unlocking the Power of AI for CX, which is coming up on June 4th. We'll be teaming up with experts from AWS and IDC to discuss everything you need to know about AI for CX, from trends to challenges and much more. The link to register for that is available in our show notes. Also, please be sure to follow Zendesk on LinkedIn to hear about this event and others that are coming up soon. And as always, we love hearing from you. So if you have a question or some feedback on the podcast, you can drop us a line anytime at cwzpodcast@zendesk.com. All right, on to the show. My conversation with Guilherme was recorded in person at Zendesk's Relate conference in Las Vegas in April. Before we get to that, we're going to hear from some Zendesk customers that we spoke to on the expo floor about how they're thinking about and using AI.
Brandon, can you tell us a little bit about how you're currently using AI, either for work or in your personal life?
To us, AI is just another tool in the toolkit to say, this is how we can help customers faster. This is how we can help agents become more efficient at what they do.
At Barnes & Noble, we're just kind of getting our feet wet in it and doing a little testing to see where we can put it into some workflows.
I think it would really be helpful for our team and especially customers. Our knowledge base is kind of complex, so having some AI chatbots would be really helpful for us.
It's hard getting knowledge built and created, so being able to make that easier for our agents to be able to share the knowledge that they see every day. That's what we're kind of really looking at.
It's really useful in like writing content. It helps me like change the tone. How do I make something shorter? So that's actually really useful.
We're partnered with Ultima already. We love it. It was plug and play, out of the box integration. Really reduced a lot of traffic for our agents. It's driven up the automation rate, and it's just been a really dreamy partnership.
I absolutely love ChatGPT to tell me what the best car is going to be for me for my next car.
Ooh, I love that. What a great use case, saving you time.
Actually, just took a 3-week trip to South Korea and Japan.
Oh, wow.
I went 8 years ago and it was a blast, but a headache to plan. We used ChatGPT. It took us 30 minutes to plan a trip for an entire city. We followed that list and it was excellent.
A huge thank you to everyone who spoke with us for that segment. It sounds like there are a lot of different things that people are using AI for. So let's take that deeper now and hear all about how XP has had some great successes with using AI to power their customer service. Here's my interview with Guilherme Kohlberg. Guilherme, welcome to Conversations with Zendesk. How are you doing today?
I'm fine, and you?
I'm doing quite well. Now, of course, we're recording this episode live from Relate 24 in Las Vegas. How has the conference been for you so far?
It's amazing. It's amazing. We came here last year for Relate, and this year we saw how all the technology evolved, and we are much more mature in our Zendesk program, so it's being really insightful for us.
Awesome. So tell us a little bit about your organization. What does XPI do, and what does your support structure look like?
Yeah. So XP is a disruptive company from Brazil. We are called the Brazilian Charles Schwab because we are a financial services company. We're born in 2001, and we started helping individuals in how to invest their money better. And at the beginning, for example, our founder, he believed that XP would become an university because we did education programs And then people became clients and then they start to invest. Nowadays, we have a network of more than 15,000 financial advisors. They help their clients and individuals to help their money. And in your CX department, we organize in a matricial way, mm-hmm. in the way that we have all the technology team, product teams, and all the capabilities that we need in order to help our clients to be better served.
Got it. A lot of organizations that we're talking to here are excited about AI, just like you were talking about, or just starting to get going with it. But I understand that you've actually already started to implement some AI into your support use case. Tell us a little bit about how you got into it and what those initial conversations were like.
Like every company, we wanted to do everything. So we start implementing and start with the big bads. And the thing that we learned last year, that the basics that you have to crawl before you walk. So we started trying to implement this bot that will connect directly to end users. And then we will start an automation that is really complex. And then Zendesk Relate 2023, it was a game changer for us because I really liked the approach that Zendesk took and we took that internally. Because, okay, you have all this technology. We all know this is a trend, but let's start the way that the AI can help agents. So we started using native features from Zendesk and then we start going deeper into clients' journeys. So right now we use for agents' productivity, but we also use directly with end users and also to start some more robust automations behind.
Got it. So what were some of the biggest challenges as you got started and what would you advise other companies as they're getting started with it?
I would say the biggest challenge, and we're still facing this challenge, is how you approach AI inside a big company. Because AI is the gold rush and every department wants to implement it and every people in the organization wants to try to experiment. Will you have a more centralized approach or a more decentralized approach? I don't have the answer yet. And I hope I can have next year, but we start more decentralized. At the middle of last year, we moved to a more hybrid approach where we have this central team that is directly connected with the CTO and the architecture team that they are enabling, okay, how we will consume different AI features. And then we have these different business units that are evolving on it. So we do have two ways that we do. One is using Zendesk, so using our partners, their native features. So that's much more easier to implement because it's just plug and play and then you connect. It was really easy. And the second was, okay, how we can build internally our capability or internal knowledge base, not only for customer support, but also for sales, also for other domains, and how we can assure that we provide safety for our clients with their data.
Got it. What have been your biggest wins with that AI so far? What kinds of results have you seen?
The first move that we made, it was, okay, let's turn it on Zendesk AI and let's call a group of 10 agents and let them then use it and see how check the results. And then we saw the group, we monitor CSAT, we monitor average handling time. And then in 1 week, we saw like this, okay, but it's not only the 10 agents that are using, but almost 100% of the agents, they are using Zendesk AI. What is happening? So the agents, they discover all by themselves the features They start to use it. And when we saw, they were sharing experience inside our Microsoft Teams group. Okay, you can do that. You can do that. And then it was nice for us because, okay, that's the goal that agents, first, they have to see AI as a tool to help them. And regarding the results, I mean, we achieved really good results. So people that were using Zendesk AI, especially the features like change tone, expand, we saw an increase in CSAT around 5 points, and we saw a decrease in average handling time in around 5%.
So you've really seen some substantial business impacts, it sounds like, and obviously more to come.
Yes, yes, a lot.
That's good to hear.
And then we started using other features such as summarize. Because one problem that we have as a big company, I believe every company has its problems. So you have different teams handling different types of requests. It's normal that clients, sometimes they get transferred. It's mm-hmm. not what we want. We are working hard on smart routing right now. But when this happens, like the summarized features, it helps a lot because the agent doesn't have to read all the conversation. And one thing that is nice to mention that 70% of our clients, they contact us by chat.
Okay, so it makes sense that there would be a lot of AI engagement around that, given that you're using
it. Yeah, it's easier for us to implement it. Normally, clients prefer voice. And voice, I believe, is much harder to do this for to implement it mm-hmm. than it is for messaging.
Very good. You mentioned that your agents had gone through, started finding some of the features. You saw them adopting things maybe that you hadn't even trained them on. What has their reaction been? It sounds like they're excited. Do they overall really like it? Has it been a mixed bag? What would you say?
They like it. They like it a lot. We didn't have a problem like, okay, but AI would take my job. Because in XP, we have this really entrepreneurial sentiment. So people want, they want to be in customer service, but they want to be agents for 3, 4, 5 years. And then they will move on their careers. So they know that's something transitory. What we want is that they can handle much more complex issues. Okay, I don't want a human being treating things that a robot can do.
So it sounds like it's really evolving their role into something that's going to be a little bit more fulfilling, something that's going to help them build their career. Are there other ways that you see your agents' roles evolving with the implementation of AI?
One of our main goals inside customer service is that, okay, how can we help XP to not have a customer service department anymore? Because our product is so digital, is so frictionless, and they really engage in this perception. So for example, when we do like this continuous improvement programs, all the agents, they like to participate. So they come with ideas, they come with, okay, we have to fix this bug inside our app, or we can write this information better in our knowledge base so clients can help themselves. And with AI, there are some agents that they are really into the AI. So they tell us ideas, but I know and I can start this automation. And some of them, they know how to code. So they start to build their own little processes so they can automate their workflows. So we really like the sentiment, okay, we have goals, so we have to help, or we have to improve our customer experience. We have to reduce costs and we have to be much more scalable than we are. And they like this idea and they help us a lot.
That's great. So we talked a little bit about how the agents have responded. How have your customers responded? Or do they even know the difference?
Before Gen AI, most of the people hated bots, right? Especially in Brazil. I want to talk with a human, not with a robot. And what we did is we invest a lot of time creating these 100% automated flows for our bot experience. So for example, if you want to get your tax documents from XP in order to file your taxes, you can do it everything on WhatsApp or web chat, whatever you want.
Wow.
We expended a lot of energy trying to build this 100% automated flows for clients. And they love it. We saw an increase in deflection rates. We saw an increase in satisfaction and also a decrease in costs.
That's fantastic to hear. Fantastic. I mean, that's the dream, right?
The goal. But the challenge here is how you work with other departments. So we are not like this incumbent, like this really old company, but we are not a company that was born like 3, 5 years ago. So we do have some legacy systems. We do have multiple processes, multiple flows. We have to have this continuous improvement program with the entire company.
I mean, it's always going to be an ongoing process, right? Because of course, once you get one thing optimized, some new technology will come up or there'll be something else that you learn.
We like to say it's an infinite job.
Yes.
We have job for, because when we solve today's problems, the clients will want more.
Yeah, there's always one
that happens. Because the client, he or she doesn't compare XP with other financial companies. It compares with Netflix, it compares with Google, it compares with Amazon. So the expectations are increasing.
Got it. You talked about how you've been designing these flows and that your customers have responded positively. How are you making sure to balance human side of engagement with the new technology and the AI that's coming?
That's hard. I would say that it's try and error. The best example is how you create chatbots, because you can create a chatbot that is deflect 100% of your tickets, but then some clients will go crazy.
Or don't want that.
You don't want that. Or you can create a chatbot that the first thing that went wrong, you already goes to a human. And then you increase costs. So what's the balance? So two things were really clear for us. When the clients start to swear.
It's a good sign. It's not a good sign, but it's a good sign that you need to do something a little different.
Yeah. So we train our bot to identify if the client is angry. And right now we are testing Zendesk sentimental analysis to do that. But when the client is swearing, he or she goes directly to an agent and an escalated channel. And secondly, the mix between how you make a more conversational bot, as ChatGPT, or a decision tree. Now we have mixed models where the client writes what he wants. And then when we know, okay, he's talking about an issue with his credit card, and then we direct with a list of options. And then we put what we have as 100% automated flow. And he always have at the end an option to speak with an agent. Right now, we're reaching about 65% of deflection rate. And we start last year with 50. So that's a huge advance. And we saw NPS increases and our CSAT score increases. So that's why how we balance.
Great.
It's a long journey. Even if AI is disrupting everything, it's not from one day to another.
You've started on the AI journey. What do you think is coming up next for you?
So I believe for the next 2-3 years, many companies, they are facing this challenge as how we can connect all the companies, how we can connect the systems, how we can build a knowledge base. So if everything is integrated, if with one vendor or multiple vendors, but if it's integrated, it's much more easier, then you can start to plug AI inside that.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say this next 3 years will be all about how we can integrate and connect our infrastructure. All medium or big company, I would say, is the same. And secondly, is how you can gain a lot of traction by decentralizing again. So you have the capabilities and then you decentralize that by different teams that they can work on their own use cases. For example, at XP, we're here talking about customer service, but we do have a sales team that using AI in order to sell credit cards, for example. So they're engaging prospects.
So we just talked a little bit about your near-term vision for AI, what's coming in the next 2 or 3 years and how you'd like to see it integrated. What's your long-term vision or your big dreams for AI in the long term?
I don't like to talk about long-term view, but if I could bet, I would say that many of the work today will be done by AI, like all the tasks that are silly, that can be automated, that will be done by AI. We are using a lot AI with agent supervisor. One day, AI well-trained, so you don't need this agent supervisor anymore. These jobs will migrate to other clients' issues to help our other needs from clients. Not only customer support, but maybe people today that they are in customer support, they will be on sales. They will be on how we can achieve customer success. So for example, how can help our clients to use our product better and not only handling issues. So I do believe AI is going to disrupt a lot in, especially in your work environment,
mm-hmm.
but also other fields. For example, in Brazil, we have a really poor population and this poor population receives ads from the government, but they do have a cell phone. They do have access for the internet. So how can we make all this process much better for the population, much more easier for government by using AI? So I believe that's a huge amount of things that we can achieve as a society.
It'll be really exciting to see what direction all of that goes in. What has been the biggest surprise to you or the biggest result that was unexpected out of your AI implementation?
We discovered that there was this agent that he was using AI in order to write his boss an email to get a raise. So he was going to Zendesk,
yeah.
Right? Okay, how can I get a raise? And then he was making this really nice and text telling why he should get a raise at this time.
Well, he's showing some initiative and a lot of cleverness with doing
that.
So
the tools are there, so you just have to use it. And I think people that are not using, they are missing it. To build a building, you have all the tools, but we still like only use your hands.
Yeah.
For example, we do make a lot of analysis. So analysis and PowerPoint presentations.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, we see many employees starting using AI and different kinds of AI in order to build presentations, in order to make analysis. So for example, 5 years ago, I was reading clients' reviews on an Excel spreadsheet. Right now, I don't need to do that anymore. So I just have a prompt on GPT that does make that for me.
That's great. It's a good time savings. What is the biggest thing that you have learned that you would recommend to other businesses that are just starting to think about using AI?
You have to learn to crawl before you learn to walk. Start small, start using like different, like easy features. Start by using AI with human help. You can get more confidence, you can test, and then you can learn. If you start only with the big bets, that will be much more difficult to achieve any results. So that was our journey. And right now we are seeing this paying off a lot.
I've learned so much from you today, and I'm really excited to hear more businesses starting to adopt AI the way that you have and see some of those same benefits. I have one last question for you, and it's our favorite question to ask on the Conversations with Zendesk podcast, which is, do you have an example of a time that you were the customer and received some really great support or had a really great customer experience with another company?
Yeah. I had one, like recently. My second daughter, she was born a month ago.
Oh, congratulations.
She's 1 month years old. So my older one, she's 3 years old now, and she's kind of jealous.
Yeah.
So I spent a lot of time with her. And then I started going with her to a park called Parque da Mônica. That is it's a comic in Brazil, really famous. And then I saw, okay, if I'm going to stay a lot in São Paulo, maybe let me check if they have this year pass. And then I check online, they have the year pass, I bought it. And then the day when I arrived at the park with the year pass, he said, Guilherme and Sophia, Sophia is the name of my daughter.
Uh-huh.
Is that you? Yeah, it's me. We want to thank you because we didn't have an annual pass. We're just testing something that if it's going to be appeal for our clients. And you are the first one to buy it, you and Sophia. So they gave us a lot of presents and comics and really nice things.
Oh my gosh, that's an amazing story. How wonderful.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for taking the time with me today. I hope that you enjoy the rest of Relate.
Yeah, I will.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
If you missed Relate, you can still catch the recordings. Just visit our show notes for the link. And if you enjoyed today's episode, please leave us a review on iTunes or Spotify. Be sure to subscribe or get notifications for future episodes, and join us next time when I'll be speaking with Brent Pliskow, Vice President of Customer Support at Upwork. Until next time, I'm Nicole Saunders for Zendesk, the intelligent heart of customer service.